Happy Easter to you, wherever it is you're listening to this from today. My name is Pastor Julia. I am delighted to bring you God's Word. I hope you're doing well, wherever it is that you are listening to this episode from today, and that the Word of our precious God is working in your life. Now, I want to bring you God's Word, especially concerning Easter, which is when Christians celebrate the death, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray before we get into the Word. Father, we thank you for this great opportunity to just share the Word of God with your precious children. I give you praise for the words that you have given to me. And I thank you because these words will reach those that you want the words to get to, and that they would receive your words with meekness in their hearts. And it's going to cause a change in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Now, I want to share a message titled Jesus Taught Us to Follow Through. So I'm gonna just simplify that and say follow through. Praise the Lord. And I'm just especially regarding the fact that Jesus died. So we had Good Friday yesterday, the crucifixion, the burial, and then he was in the grave and he rose from the dead. Praise the Lord, according to scriptures and prophecies. But one main thing I want us to get from this experience that Jesus had was that he followed through the plan of God. The scripture tells us about the fact that Jesus Christ was going to die and he was going to, you know, rise from the dead. Luke 24:67 says, "He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of the sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Praise the Lord. So we have so many scriptures that refer back to prophecies about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, I shared a message on Instagram yesterday about let your voice be heard, referring back to Jesus's cry and prayer on the cross, where he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Even though he felt betrayed at that time, Jesus Christ followed through. He followed through the beating. He was nailed to the cross. He was mocked. You know, he felt forsaken physically, spiritually, emotionally, even that his disciples, you know, forsook him. But God also, he felt, "I'm separated from the Father." And so he cried out to God. But Jesus Christ understood the importance of following through the plan of God. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 53:5 shows us exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. I'm just going to bring up that scripture. Isaiah 53:5. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking to your people. The Bible says there that he is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Praise the Lord. This just shows us a glimpse of what Jesus Christ went through. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. He was despised. He was beaten. He was rejected. Hallelujah. He was smitten. But the ultimate thing to take out of this is that Jesus Christ didn't do all this for himself. He did it because of you. He did it because of me. He went through all this pain. He went through all the bruises. He went through the chastisement. He went through the pain because of us. He took our place. Praise the Lord. Say that to yourself. Say, "Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place. Thank you, God, for taking my place." 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." This is what the Father did. The Father made Jesus to take my place. The Father made Jesus to take your place. Jesus Christ knew no sin, but he had to become the sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He taught us to follow through. This is the greatest love that we can ever make reference to. Taking my place, taking your place. He finished. The scripture tells us that when he was dying, Jesus Christ said, "It is finished." What is it that God has asked you? What is it that God has asked you to do, and how do you feel about it? Are there times that you felt like giving up? Are there times that you felt exhausted? You feel like it's no longer worth it. Can you imagine what Jesus Christ went through for us? Can you imagine that even though he felt abandoned, even though the scripture tells us that he had cried to God and prayed to God to take this cup away from him, the Father didn't, because the Father knew how powerful what Jesus Christ was going to do, how that would impact on the rest of his children, how that would impact on you, how that would impact on me. Praise the Lord. He prayed and said, Father, Luke 22, verse 39 to 46, I'm just going to summarize it. And he said, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. So you can go back and study that scripture, Luke 29, 39 to 46. I just highlighted the verse 42. So Jesus Christ felt pained. Praise God. He felt he was in agony. The Bible tells us in 43 that an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling. Praise the Lord. He prayed to the Father, despite the fact that, you know, he felt abandoned by God. He prayed earnestly. His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Hallelujah. So no matter what we go through in our lives, we must follow through. And we learn from Jesus Christ that we get strength from prayer. Praise the Lord. You are only going to be strengthened by praying consistently. And you have to understand, we have to understand the assignment, because Jesus Christ understood his assignment. His role was to bring us back to the Father. So although he experienced a sense of betrayal, his act demonstrated loyalty and partnership with God. How can God then abandon his own place, his own part of the deal? When we do our part, God is going to do his part. Jesus did his part and God did his part. Jesus was to go through all the pain and the beating, and then the power of God was to raise him back from the dead, and God did his part. It's amazing to know that God would always keep his own part of the deal. When we do our part, whatever it is you were born to do, I want to encourage you that sometimes I know that it might look difficult, challenging. You might even feel like you're all by yourself. Praise God. But you were never really alone. Hallelujah. Even though Jesus Christ felt forsaken, he was never really, really, really forsaken. It was just a temporary thing that had to occur for us to be reunited with the Father. Say this with me. Say, God, I thank you for everything I go through. There's a purpose behind it, and I take the lessons. I am in partnership with you, and I will follow through like Jesus did. I draw strength from this experience that Jesus did, and I receive the love of the Father into my spirit. Now, if you are listening to me today and you have not yet given your life to Christ, and you want to know about this Jesus that the whole world is celebrating, that Christians around the world, people around you are saying, there's a man that died for my sins and God raised him up from the dead. I want to invite you to say this word with me. Say, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this experience that I'm about to have. Thank you because I'm hearing about Jesus and I want to get to know him. I believe that he died for my sins and that on the third day God raised him from the dead. I'm confessing today that he is the Lord of my life. I want to welcome you into God's own family. If you're listening and you have a loved one who hasn't yet given his or her life to Christ, you can share this podcast message with him or her and invite them to listen. And I believe that God will touch this person. As you start your journey with God, I want to encourage you that though you go through a lot, you know, challenging times, and you will have great experiences, but the enemy is going to also throw some challenges. And life generally has challenges along the way. You must be strong. You must have courage, and you must take in all that you're going to learn with the leading of the Holy Spirit, that God is with you and nothing can defeat you. I'm going to stop here for today, but I'm wishing you a very beautiful Easter celebration wherever you're listening to this from today. God bless you and have a fantastic Easter holiday. Take care. Goodbye. And God bless you.